Welcome to episode 377 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. One of the most important Jewish holidays is Passover, also called Pesach, which celebrates the Exodus, the liberation of Israelites from slavery in Egypt. Passover and Easter have much in common. They share themes of liberation and triumph. Jesus was tried, convicted, crucified, and resurrected during the Passover week. And while both holidays take place in the spring, about 15% of the time, they actually occur a month apart.
Today's top 10 list.
10 notes about Passover and Easter.
Number 1.
There's a basic misalignment between the Christian and the Jewish festival calendars. Both holidays are supposed to fall on or near a full moon in the spring. Passover always begins on the 15th day of the Hebrew month of Nisan, which falls in either March or April. The Jewish calendar does not sync up with the Gregorian calendar, which most of the world relies upon, as it is based on lunar cycles rather than the movements of the sun. While a solar year consists of 365.24 days, a lunar year only contains about 354. Because the Hebrew months are pegged directly to the lunar cycle, the 15th day of Nisan is always a full moon.
Number 2.
In early Christian church history, particularly in the first two centuries, followers of Jesus commemorated his death, burial, and resurrection on the same day as Passover. Back then, Easter was known as Pascha, Greek for Passover. During the second century, some Christians began celebrating it on the Sunday following Passover. This caused a rift between Christians who wished to commemorate Passover and Pascha together and those who wished to distinguish the two holidays. Victor, Bishop of Rome, even went so far as to excommunicate anyone who observed Pascha on Passover. When Emperor Constantine stopped the persecution of Christians in the 4th century, he declared that Pascha would be officially celebrated on the Sunday after Passover. Several centuries later, the holiday was no longer called Pascha, but Easter, and the date was modified to align with the solar calendar.
Number 3.
For a time, early Christians used the Jewish calendar as a reference, celebrating Easter on the first Sunday after Nisan 15. But at the First Council of Nicaea in AD 325, the church decided to set its own date for Easter independent of the Jewish reckoning. Today, most Christian communities celebrate Easter on the first Sunday after the first full moon after March 21st. But sometimes this full moon isn't the same as the Jewish one.
Number 4.
The Eastern Orthodox Church, which includes the Russian and Greek Orthodox churches, celebrates many similar holidays to other Christians, including Easter Sunday. For them, it lies on a different date, as events in the Orthodox Church are calculated according to the Julian calendar, which most of the world used before changing to the current Gregorian calendar in the 16th century. So the date is different because of the use of two different calendar systems. But that's not all. When the Eastern Orthodox Church was formed, they decided to use a different formula for calculating what day Easter Sunday fell on. Because of this, there's actually no set number of days between Easter and Orthodox Easter, with the two occasionally falling on the same day.
Number 5.
Most of the Christian world uses the Gregorian calendar to celebrate Easter. And if you ever wondered why some years Easter can be in March and in other years April, this is it. Easter falls on the first Sunday after the full moon date, based on mathematical calculations that falls on or after March 21st. If the full moon is on a Sunday, Easter is celebrated on the following Sunday. The earliest possible date for Easter is March 22nd, and the latest possible date is April 25th. The last time Easter fell on March 22nd was in 1818, and the next time will be in 2285. The last time Easter fell on April 25th was in 1943, and the next time will be in 2038. There are 35 different dates on which Easter can fall.
Number 6.
The Maundy Thursday Last Supper that Jesus ate with his disciples was a Passover Seder. The Seder is the traditional Passover meal that includes reading, telling stories, eating special foods, singing, and other traditions. As per biblical command, it is held after nightfall on the first night of Passover, and the second night if you live outside of Israel.
Number 7.
Over time, there have been various adjustments to both the Jewish and Gregorian calendars, such that the first night of Passover can never fall on Maundy Thursday, even though that holiday celebrates and commemorates a Seder. The calendar has been adjusted so that the Seder can only fall on certain days of the week. If Passover started Thursday night, it would push Rosh Hashanah the following year to start on Saturday night. And neither Rosh Hashanah nor Yom Kippur, the two high holy days of the Jewish year, can fall the day after Shabbat.
Number 8.
Passover celebrates the emancipation of the Israelites from slavery in Egypt, and at the end of it, a Passover lamb is slaughtered and eaten. The tradition of eating lamb at the end of Passover was likely continued by those who eventually converted to Christianity, and the tradition of eating lamb on Easter Sunday began.
Number 9.
While many Christians eat roasted lamb as a part of an Easter Sunday meal, you won't find many Jewish people who eat this as a part of their Passover Seder. Some completely forgo meat altogether during Passover, while others eat lamb, just as long as it does not get roasted. The Ashkenazi, the Jewish diaspora population who settled across Central Europe, generally do not eat lamb during the Passover, as eating this animal is like eating a sacrifice intended for God. This practice stems from the lamb's original purpose as a sacrificial animal in Judaism and should only be slaughtered for temple sacrifice. The Sephardim, or Sephardic Jews, differ in this practice. This sect, which settled throughout present-day Spain and Portugal, eat lamb at Passover to symbolically reenact the exodus of Jews from Egypt. They enjoy pan-seared lamb, but still do not roast the meat.
Number 10.
Jesus is referred to in various scriptures as the Passover lamb. We can go back to the messianic prophecies of Isaiah to read Isaiah 53 verse 7. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In the New Testament, John the Baptist is preaching and baptizing at the River Jordan when he sees Jesus coming toward him. In John 1 verse 29, he declares, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And Paul says in 1 Corinthians 5 verse 7, "Cleanse out the old leaven that you may be a new lump, as you really are unleavened, for Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed." Jesus fulfilled the law, including the symbolism of the Passover. Jesus is our Passover. Of him, Revelation says, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain." By spiritually applying his blood to our lives by faith, we trust Christ to save us from death. The Israelites, who in faith applied the blood of the Paschal Lamb to their homes, are a model for us. It was not the Israelites' ancestry or good standing or amiable nature that saved them. It was only the blood of the Lamb that made them exempt from death. Father, thank you for the blood that saved the Israelites at Passover. Thank you for the blood of the cross and the resurrection at Easter through which all of us can be saved. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.